Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish Restoration Program. You would think that if you're in a boat on wide open waterways, you'd be less likely to have an accident, but it happens. When it does, you can't tell a fish story.
An accident must be reported under Texas law if there's at least $500 in damages. There's a person that's killed or injured, and injured means injury beyond first aid.
Alfonso Campos is the Assistant Chief of Marine Enforcement at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says you'd be surprised how many people don't report boating mishaps.
Actually, a national statistic provided by the Coast Guard is that as few as 10% of the accidents are actually reported.
Accident reports need to be filed within 30 days of the incident, and it's up to a $500 fine if you don't comply. To encourage more folks to fill out the paperwork, he says the report is not admissible in court as evidence against you.
It cannot be held against you that you reported this accident. If you write something down in there, it's not going to incriminate you. It is simply a statistical report, and we use it to look at trends in boating, what things are causing accidents.
That's our show. We receive support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, reminding you that June 6th through 14th is National Fishing and Boating Week. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.